You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
$1 billion. That's how much Illinois is projected to spend on migrants by the end of 2025, according to a new audit. But taxpayers are calling out the governor, J.B. Pritzker, for putting the needs of illegals over his own citizens.
Is that what he's doing? Is that what the governor of Illinois is doing? Yet once again, it in fact is $2.5 billion. Give me a break. Let's talk to somebody who understands how the state of Illinois works at a really, really good level. We welcome back to the show Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th District Representative. Congresswoman, thanks for being with us this afternoon. It's always great to have you here.
Good afternoon. Great to be here. But, oh my gosh, every day you think, what other terrible thing can J.B. Pritzker do to ruin the quality of life for the Illinois citizens and taxpayers?
Yeah. The fact that they boast, or that he boasts about where these taxpayer dollars are going to go, it's really, to me, comes off more as a political statement to oppose Donald Trump than it does to support the lives of Illinois citizens. What is your assessment of J.B. Pritzker, especially since Donald Trump has come back in office?
I think he's a pompous windbag. And he's siding with criminals over victims. He sides with illegals over the citizens and taxpayers of Illinois. And this is just another slap in the face to the citizens and taxpayers to prioritize illegal aliens over the hardworking Illinois families and students.
You know, I think a lot of people would say, like, if you're maybe a bleeding heart, I know you're not, if one person is a bleeding heart liberal and he's trying to push this out there politically, like we're caring for people in the state of Illinois, can Illinois afford this type of generosity to these individuals?
We cannot. We are drowning in debt. We're facing massive deficits. He's raised the taxes an extraordinary way on the citizens of Illinois. No, we can't. And this is not compassionate to the people that he represents. He doesn't represent the millions of illegals that came into our country and violated our federal immigration laws. And he said, quote, "I'm proud of how we've responded and that we have safe and compassionate immigration policies." No, they aren't. Mm-hmm. They're violating our federal immigration laws. They're dangerous and they're expensive for the taxpayers.
Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us. Now, you represent Illinois' 15th district. It was one of the districts that in the redistricting after the census took two current Republican representatives, pitted them together in a Republican primary, and then ultimately you won that very handily in the general election to retain your seat as the 15th district representative. But you're watching now, of course, as we all are, how redistricting is a main topic of conversation in Texas, now followed by California. As one of three Illinois Republicans in the House of Representatives out of 17 seats, when 44% of the state votes for Trump, what's your position on this?
Well, first of all, thank you to J.B. Pritzker. He did one thing well is he highlighted how gerrymandered Illinois is, and all of the country is mocking us, laughing at him for you know, acting like it hasn't happened. And we should have four Republican representatives, and they 100% drew themselves a dark blue district downstate. I can't believe he went to the media and said it, agreed that it looked like a kindergartner drew the lines,
yeah,
thinking that was funny.
As
no,
a joke.
It's not funny.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I have yet to see him. If it's happened, I'd love for somebody to send me the clip of it, Congresswoman, where every time he's asked about this, he always says, when people ask him, but what about Illinois? He says, that's a distraction. The focus here is Texas. I mean, he doesn't even attempt to defend what has been done to the people, the voters of Illinois.
Well, it's indefensible, and he's destroying our state. And now to spend more... Illinois is projected to spend $2.5 billion on migrants by the end of 2025. Most of it is going to be for health care costs, but it's also for welcome centers, housing, emergency food, to cover energy bills, resettlement services, rental assistance. I mean, it's abusing the people of Illinois, the citizens and taxpayers of Illinois.
When you look at what the president, President Trump's leadership has done leading in here to 7 months in office, of course, the Republican majority in the House and the Senate getting the big, beautiful bill passed. How do you reconcile Illinois residents being under the rule of J.B. Pritzker, which is probably also very similar to California, New York, that type of thing? What do you want people to know about what it's like to live in such a blue state as far as representation goes, but still while Donald Trump is the president and getting these federal policies through?
Well, the Illinois 15 is dark red, and the people there are frustrated that because we have the votes in Illinois to turn Illinois red. And I want to tell people the primary election's coming up. It's very important. And the midterm, we've got to get people out to vote. It is their civic duty. We have the votes in Illinois to turn Illinois red. We have enough registered Republicans, and we have gun owners, enough gun owners in Illinois. If they would go to the polls, we could vote Illinois. We could turn Illinois red and vote J.B. Pritzker out.
I think that that's a motivating message for a lot of Illinois residents to hear, especially people who might be in the middle and know that it's the Democrat policies, the far left Democrat policies that are keeping us down here in this state. How do you compare the way J.B. Pritzker and the supermajority of Democrats in the state of Illinois in the General Assembly there? Do you feel like the Democrats in Illinois are extra emboldened to be far, far left? Are these the moderate Democrats that you may encounter in your district from time to time? Or is this the extreme in the state of Illinois?
There are no moderate Democrats left in D.C. or in Illinois. And I think House Bill 460, where we expand state benefits to non-citizens and illegals to go to college or universities in Illinois, every Democrat voted for it, and every Republican voted against it. And it's like that on every issue that would be good for the citizens, that would promote economic opportunity, that promote safety and security. It's divided equally that the Democrats support policies that are terrible for the quality of life in Illinois.
Do you feel, last question before we let you go, we don't want to take too much of your time, Congresswoman Mary Miller with us right now, the Illinois 15th District. When you're thinking about this election that's coming up in 2026, it's a statewide election for Illinois. And J.B. Pritzker is seemingly running for his third term. I see people starting to throw their name out there to run for governor. We've got a Senate race. Dick Durbin is retiring. And of course, we have congressional races just like yours, state assembly races as well. What can a listener right now do to help be a part of what you say is possible, getting some common sense back in these positions and electing Republicans in the state of Illinois?
I would say connect with the grassroots people in your county and see how you can help go chase ballots, get people out to the polls. And it, I want to say again, it is people's civic duty. They cannot enjoy the privileges of being an American without accepting the responsibility of being involved. Our government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. And they absolutely cannot abdicate their civic responsibility. And just reach out to your neighbors, the people at work, your children, people at your church, and get people razzed up to go to the polls. We can change things if people will get involved and go vote.
You believe we could have a Republican governor elected in 2026 in the state of Illinois?
If people will go vote, if we can get people out to vote, yes, it's possible.
All right. That's what we need to know. That's the motivation you need to hear right now to make it happen. Congresswoman Mary Miller, a pleasure to have you on. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care, Amy.
Yep. You too, as well. Always a pleasure to speak with the congresswoman there from Illinois' 15th district. When you look at her district and the way it's drawn, if you look at the makeup of the Illinois 15, it is enormously red. There's no Democrat that is going to run like realistically in that district and win. That's just the way that the Democrats who had control over these things set it up. And if there are people who want to run for that office, that specific district in the 15th, they're going to. Mike Boss district is very much like that as well. His district used to be very much more purple, but they decided when the Democrats controlled all the levers and said, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to cede the 15th. We're going to cede. What's your district?
The 12th.
The 12th. That's Mike Boss's district. We're going to give those two to the Republicans, but we are going to take the rest of them. They draw the funny maps. They get the Illinois 13 in there, which is the district that I lived in, that I live in, that used to be Rodney Davis's district. They put Rodney Davis in the 15th, and then those two had to run against each other, Mary Miller and Rodney Davis, in the primary. So what they did is they took three seats that were red and turned them into two. That's how they win. That's how the gerrymandering works in the state of Illinois. If you don't like it, if it makes you mad and you're in the state of Illinois, there's not a lot that you can do about it other than listen to what Mary Miller just said there and find your county party. Find the people. Go on Facebook. I feel like the majority of them are the most active on Facebook. Macoupin County, Monroe County, Madison County, St. Clair County, all of these different counties, Jersey County. I'm trying to think of all the places that I've spoken at recently. You're in a position, Clinton County, to go be a part of a solution. If you have a super red county and you're like, Annie, we already vote red, you better make sure that every single person in your county votes and shows up at a primary to be heard. In order for Illinois to win a statewide election, we need to win about 22% of Cook County. People are like, no Republicans ever going to win Cook County. They don't need to. They just need to win like a fifth of it. One out of five people, plus a little bit. One out of five in Cook County need to go, I'm kind of sick of this J.B. Pritzker nonsense. I'm kind of sick of this Brandon Johnson nonsense. And when they throw their support behind a reasonable candidate that we are responsible for picking in the primary, somebody who can satisfy the diverse group of common sense people that we have in this state, we can win one out of five people in Cook County. And what we need to have from folks just like you listening here in southern Illinois, southwestern Illinois, we need to have the biggest turnout we've ever had. We're all jaded. We're all sick and tired of corruption taking away our right to have a voice in the state of Illinois. We're all tired of it. But what are you going to do about it? If you're still here and you have a vote in Illinois, you might as well do what you can. We can't be people who just sit around and whine and complain about, oh, business as usual. That's not productive. If you are complaining about that, I hope you're in a position that you can relocate. Because if you're not going to be a part of the solution, What good does complaining do? What I say is complain all you want, but put your feet in action while you're doing the complaining and go talk to people who go, you're right. Why are the taxes so high? Why are property taxes outrageous? Why do the roads suck? Why do we not use the taxpayer dollars from the state income tax that we pay in the state of Illinois to benefit the citizens of Illinois? Why do we have a governor who wants America's destination for abortion to be the state of Illinois? But meanwhile, businesses and people with loads of money, i.e. tax dollars that are going to go in the state, why are they all leaving?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We're so upside down on common sense in the state of Illinois that it's so frustrating. It's hard to think about. It's hard to do anything about, but you got to. If you're staying like me, you got to fight. You don't have a choice. Unless you want to be a perpetual complainer that isn't trying to be a part of the solution, we don't have a choice. It's time to fight. Mary Miller thinks it's possible. I'm glad to hear she does. Quick break. Let's get Ryan back in here. We got Joe Concha at 1:30 as well. Going to ask him about the media coverage of Donald Trump trying to achieve world peace. He just goes from one war to the other, ending them over and over and over again. Why are some people so mad about that? That's so weird. Joe Concha will be with us at 1:30. Ryan will be back with us next. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.